Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's up? What is going on? With y'all? Once again, it's your main man, Cyber Shots, and I come to drop another episode. So are you ready? Yeah. I hope so. Yo, check it out. First and foremost, thank you for spending some time with me and pulling through. Come on, pull up. Yo, check this out. It seems lately that the world is really on demon time. Oh my. Hey, let's talk about it.
Banzai.
Hey. It seems that the artist Lil Nas X is on some serious ass demon time. Most definitely on some serious ass demon time. Check this out. Now, never was a fan, but not hating. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Living on his sister's couch with $15 in his pocket. To a number one hit on the country charts. Because you see, country charts are way different from them rap charts. Country money is not like that rap funny money. I'm saying, rap money ain't funny. But that country money, man, listen, this is a world of differences. That's why he had all that controversy and shit when he first came out. But check this out. Have you seen his latest video? Have you seen his latest video? Yeah. Demonic as hell. Now, I did watch this video. I'm not into demonic shit or stuff like that. I watched it for research purposes of this video. Maybe I should make a video to this. Podcast. Now, check this out. Man, listen. There was a lot of money spent on that video. Now, first of all, you can go check it out if you like to. I don't reckon your army. I don't recommend you check this shit out if you do not know how to bind certain shit up. If you do not know how to bind up demonic energy and shit. You can say it's just TV, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's just my advice. But who am I? I'm just a podcaster. But anyway, check this out, man. Them energies are real shit. Let that shit jump off that screen into your life. And then you'll be twerking on a pole, selling your soul. Now, let me stop. Now, in the beginning of this video, there was a lot of money spent on this video. Did I like the video? No. Did I like the editing of the video? Yes. Man, that 4K, 5K, what? I think that shit was in 10K. The concept of the video, the way it was edited, man, I could just imagine the production hours that went into that. You know what I'm saying? The editing alone, man, must have took forever. The beginning of the video, if you want to go check it out, was like, oh, here we go with this shit here, man. This demon energy. Now, during the course of the video, he ends up descending from this earth or wherever he was, sliding down a pole as a demonic stripper all the way down to Beelzebub, Lucifer, Satan himself. And when he gets there, he doesn't panic. Oh no, he gives Lucifer a lap dance. What the man? Yeah, so we end up giving Lucifer a lap dance, right? And at the end of the lap dance, he goes behind him as though as if he was going to give him a neck massage, broke his neck, and took his horns and became Lucifer himself. Now, if that's not demon time, demonic and demon energy, I don't know what is. Wow. This world is on some serious ass demon time. Oh my. Now, let's jump right back into it.
Banzai.
Hey, check this out. You know what? To be honest with you, he's a fucking evil genius. Because his marketing scheme is simply genius. That's right. He teamed up with none other than Nike to make this demonic sneaker. Oh my. 666, the pentagram. And also, it's rumored to be that there is actual human blood in the soles of the shoe. Man, what the fuck? Now, they said that they're making 666 of these shoes. Okay? Now, I know all you woke, conscious people, woke, whatever, aware, and you don't want to say woke, you want to say you're aware. The conscious community, the number six disc, Christians, whatever. Anyway, you get the gist of what the fuck you doing. Now, first of all, where you getting this blood from, bruh? The fuck?
Hey, man, let me get some blood. I'm putting it in the soles of my tennis shoes, man. Yeah. Yeah, I got some Lucifers or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck you call them, motherfuckers. Hey, man, yeah, I'm making some demonic ass, satanic ass shoes, man. Let me get some blood. Now, I said it's plasma blood, whatever. It changes color when it comes to the fucking oxygen. Blood is blue, then it turns. Anyway, I'm not a scientist. But where the fuck do you get plasma? Hey, man, I need a bag of plasma for 666 pair of shoes. Just one drop in the bottom of the soles. In the soul, your soul of the shoe. What the fuck? Now, for all my fellow sneakerheads out there, I get it. For all my fellow sneakerheads out there, I think they go for $1,000. They're going for $1,000. They only made 666 of them is what they're making, right? Now, we all know that shit gonna triple in at least a year. You might be getting $10,000 for them. Just buy a pair of them motherfuckers and never open. But could you live with yourself with that demonic ass fucking sneaker in your repertoire? You know what I mean? I know you keep the box to your sneakers. You know what I'm saying? You got the novelty sneakers you wearing once every other year. Some shit. That's what I do. I don't know. I'm old. What? Every other year? Yeah, motherfucker. Every other year. Now, can you imagine just having that demonic ass fucking sneaker next to your collection? I ain't going to be able to do it, man. I can't put that, man, if you don't get that shit out of here. I get it, though. It's one hell of an investment. Literally. Now, so what's that? 666?
$666,000. Right? Some shit like that. Now, it's not about the, clearly it's not about the money. Clearly it's not about the money. It's about this demonic energy that he's putting out. Now just think about it. The demonic one himself, I mean Michael Jordan, when he comes out with his sneakers and shit, motherfuckers line up. I ain't lining up for that shit. Bitch, you better line up with some Bitcoin or some Ethereum or some shit. Fuck sneakers, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Anyway. Just put $20 a week. Come on, man. Quit fucking around. $20 a week, man. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. That shit gonna add up. But I couldn't fathom. Now check this out. Now he said he made $666 parody sneakers. So what is it? 50 states? Now are they gonna be all over the world? Uh-huh. Or is it gonna be 2 in each state? 3 in each state? I don't know. I ain't no mathematician. You do the math. A certain amount in each state, right? And then when he let him out, is all hell gonna break loose? Let's say you standing in line. If they only got 3 pair, my guy, what the fuck you doing in line? So what are they gonna do? Okay, the first 3, that's it. Everybody else go home. These 3 right here. What you gonna have to do, it like the lottery or some shit? You gotta pick straws to stand in line. Man, I'm telling you, the energy, the demonic ass fucking energy that these shoes are going to release out into the universe. Oh, shit, man. What the hell is going on?
Banzai.
Now, not only that, what sizes are they coming in? What sizes are they coming in? What that motherfucker only makes size 6? Ah, wait a minute. That would be a kid's shoe. A children's shoe. Which is 90% of his audience. Catering to the youth. To put that subliminal demonic energy into their mind. Huh. What sizes are these shoes coming in? And I also want you to beware of a clickbait video that he has out there. Man, I was so fucking mad, man, when I saw this shit. It says Little Oz. The Wizard of Oz, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying. Little Nas X apologizes for the shoe. And he had on black fingernail polish, a black bandana, and the shoe, demonic shoe. He goes, there's been a lot of... Now, the caption was this. Little Nas X apologizes for this shoe. And the caption was this. He held it up and said, there's been a lot of people talking about this shoe, and I would just like to say, bam, right back into the fucking video. So that's that subliminal he putting out there. You know why? Now, all sneakerheads know this shit right here. We all know this shit right here. That once a sneaker like that comes out, limited edition, there's going to be a second wave. Now, what will the second wave consist of? You know what I'm saying? Will it be the same shoe? Will it have more blood in it? Will it be more demonic? Oh my. But like I said, man, that's some fucking evil genius shit right there. Think about it, man. Dude was on his sister's couch with $15 to his name, something like that. I ain't pocket watching him. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Bought a beat for $25. Bruh. Yo, man, what's up? Hey, man. Shout out to the homie that made that beat, man. Damn it, man. Man, come on, man. Man. Bruh, I hope he at least sent you something, man. Shit, something. Mean to tell me he paid you $25 for that beat, man? You don't get no mechanical royalties off that shit or nothing? Nothing. Nothing. Just $25. What you gonna do? Put that in the gas tank, catch the bus for the week? Damn, I was about to say a fifth of Hennessy, but that ain't happening. That ain't happening. A pint, maybe a chubby cigar. No, a chubby cigar is $38. I don't know, man. I know what you can do with it, homeboy. Hopefully you invested that shit in some type of stock so you can come up on that shit, man. That's what, shout out to you, man. Oh my goodness. Now, with this being said, all of this demon energy running rampant.
Banzai.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. All of this demon energy running rampant. Now, let's do something right quick. Timestamp. 5:34 p.m. Eastern Time. 3/28/2021. This was birthed and brought forth into the universe. I don't know, man. If I was a Christian, I would make me some sneakers with a drop of holy water in the soles. And I would call them 777. What are you talking about? But, hey, hold up, hold up. And y'all bite that shit. I got this, hey, man. I got this shit timestamped. I only want 7%. That's all. And make sure you make more than 777 pair. You know what I mean? You need to make 77,777 pair. Hey, don't forget my 7%. Love you, Tom.
Banzai.
Ooh. A little off on the drop. My bad. My bad. I tried to drop the shit. Anyway, y'all don't care about that dumb shit. All my tech people out there like, Cyber, you was off. All my beat makers like, that shit was off, man. I know. I know. Damn it, man. But anyway, check this out, man. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for stopping by and taking the time to spend with me when I'm on the grind. And at this in particular time, oh shit, I got them bars, time, grind, rhyme. On some real shit, man. Shout out to my day ones, man. What the fuck? Shout out to my day ones. Red Sable, the Guru Warrior, Yobi D, Gloria TP5, the Bill DI, the one and only. Ah, shit, positive vibes. Coffee Black, man. What's up, Coffee Black, man? Coffee Black, man. I really got to get in touch with you. Shit, the list goes on and on. Coffee Black. Shit, man. Oh, Mr. Kenosho and the Architect. Seaver. Nah, Mr. Kenosho and the Architect and Cyber One Productions presents. Well, actually, this was Mr. Kenosho from Kenosho's Theater. And 72 the Architect of AKA, you guys, if you listen to Anger for a while, know him as good Vibes with Jason B. Blank Canvas in the morning. Those guys are editing their shit and putting it out there. And I just want to say, hey, man, it's an honor to be a part of Blank Canvas, man. Real shit, man. I appreciate y'all for that, man. And we going to get it.
Banzai.
Hell yeah, you already know what it is. Man, I'm just grateful and thankful, man, that you guys listen to me. We support each other. Been brainstorming and working on a lot of shit, man. That's what's up, man. Like Blank Canvas. I was a fan of Blank Canvas, man. I had no idea that you guys was going to invite me on the show, man. I was listening to you on your live streams and shit, man. It's just an honor, man. And I really appreciate this shit, man. Mr. Kenosho and Architect. Straight up from Seaver. Little inside joke we got going on with each other. But, man, on the average, man, when they do their live, it's at least 300, 350, fucking 400 or whatever, man, sometimes 500. When I'm on there, hey, man, I get into 200 sometimes, but hey, that's what it is, man. I really appreciate that. We're just starting out. Not to concentrate on the numbers, but numbers do matter. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to shit like that, man, basically you can't overthink because that shit's toxic, man.
Basically. Don't overthink. Talk to me.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? As long as we continue to create good content and go for what we know, we're all working on our 10,000 hours. You know what I'm saying? And everyone that's listening right now, if you're a podcaster and you have not deleted all of your early episodes, go back to episode one and listen to as much as you can stand. You know who that is? That's you. Stay true to you. Yeah, man. I made it all the way up to episode number 7 listening to my shit. I am so thankful and so grateful that you took the time to spend with me today. And I hope each and every one of y'all have a very lovely week. You know what I'm saying? And if you like the podcast, you can go to Apple Podcasts, write me a review. You know what I'm saying? 5 stars, if you please. That'll help tap into the algorithms and get your main man Cyber Shots out there a little bit more, man. You know what I mean? And check this out. Also, $RICK1T. That's right. $RICK1T. Cash App, man. Hey, hit me with the Cash App. Trust me, I'm working on a lot of shit. Actions speak louder than words, so I'm not going to go too much in depth. Hey, hold on, man. Mrs. Shot lost the bet with me. She need to hit that Cash App. Hey, $10. I want my $10. Goddess, I want my... Hold up. Where's she going? Man, this is some bullshit. Cash App me right now. Man. Oh, okay. So you're going to listen to the show and then just fucking run out the room when I want my Cash App shit. But any... man. Anyway, as I like to say at this time, without no you, there would be no me. And I am about for this bitch. You don't hear me though. Oh, shout out to the professor who didn't come by today to do the podcast. Anyway, and I am up out. Bitch. Seabird.